Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 106, Fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Let this land, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Fruit? Paul chose that word deliberately. He didn't say product. He didn't say achievement. He said fruit. And that difference changes everything. Because fruit is not manufactured. Fruit grows. Have you ever tried to manufacture patience? Have you woken up and decided by sheer willpower that today you would be kind? You know how that goes. One traffic jam, one cutting remark, and the whole thing falls apart. Not because you are weak, but because character cannot be built from the outside in. It grows from the inside out, from connection, from rootedness, from living close to God. And notice, Paul says fruit, singular, one fruit, nine flavors. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are not items on a menu where you pick your favorites and skip the rest. They are faces of one life. When the Spirit truly dwells in you, this fruit begins to show, not all at once, but together, the way a piece of fruit takes on its full color as it ripens. And ripening takes time. No orchard bears overnight. The farmer plants, waters, waits, and does not despair in the waiting, because he knows the seed is alive. God is not in a hurry with you, but he is on purpose. Every hard season, every moment you had to choose gentleness, when everything in you wanted to push back, that was not wasted. That was cultivation. A plant doesn't create its own light. It turns toward the sun. That is the heart. The closer it stays to God, the more it ripens. Not as a reward for good behavior, but as the natural result of remaining. Stay close. Pray. Open the word. Sit quietly before him. The fruit is not the goal of spiritual discipline. It is the overflow of intimacy. And look at what Paul says at the end. Against such things, there is no law. That is a profound thing. No law forbids love. No legislation puts a ceiling on kindness. No authority can outlaw gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit is free, and it has no limit. There is no ceiling on how far you can grow in patience, in faithfulness, in self-control. None. The only condition is staying connected to the vine. And the clearest sign of the Spirit at work is not noise. It is not religious performance. It is gentleness. It is the person who could retaliate and chooses to listen, who could hold a grudge and chooses to forgive. That is the witness the world cannot argue with. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day picks up speed, choose one trait of the fruit. Patience, maybe, or kindness, or self-control. And ask the Spirit, in plain and honest words, to grow that one thing in you today, not in your strength, in his. That's it. It's a small gesture, but it is a real seed. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.